Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on March 25th, 2024. And not only is this a full moon, but this is an eclipse, a lunar eclipse. So this is big energy. So we're going to take some time and go through each life path number and what you might expect working with the energies that will be coming up around this illumination. Because this is an eclipse and it's much more potent, you could definitely be feeling those energies already. And this usually being an eclipse will start a storyline that will carry over for about the next 6 months, up to a year even. So whatever starts coming in for you around this time and definitely around the eclipse, pay attention to, because there's likely going to be more to the story that unfolds as you move forward on your journey. And these will be the potent themes that you're working with based on the numerology. Okay, so before we get into the forecast, this of course is a general reading. If you would like to know what energies you might be personally dealing with around this eclipse or the year ahead, or just your personal numerology, please book some time with me. I would love to work with you and take a look. You can find my information in the description box below and book some time with me. All right, let's get into it. Life path number four. So we are going to be working with the energy of the 13-4 and elephant energy under this full moon eclipse. So big, big transformative energy. Let's first talk about elephant here, right? And how it sort of correlates with this big 13-4 energy that we're going to be working with. Because of course the four is our own energy. But the 13 brings in this element of like Pluto, right? Scorpionic energy, which is like death, transformation, rebirth. Something needs to be sort of disrupted or dismantled, and then something needs to be rebuilt in its place that's much more sustainable, much more beautiful, much more aligned with the direction we want to be moving in. With elephant, what strikes me with this energy coming through is because elephant energy is a very wise energy. Four energy is a very wise energy. It's sort of like that old soul type of vibration, right? And so when elephant comes through, especially coupled with 13-4 energy, there's something about sharing your wisdom, teaching, building something that's meant to be some sort of a legacy within your relationships, your community, your work. But wisdom is coming through very, very strongly. So it's almost as if you're being asked to tap into the wisdom that you have been building upon across your lifetime, using that wisdom and expertise to share that in some way, to build something better, right? Whatever that means in your situation. But there's definitely something here with elephant about sort of the natural laws of things. Elephant energy brings about the truth of a situation. It's sort of like justice being served, but through your efforts, right? Like you're bringing your wisdom to a situation and helping to heal or right that wrong or whatever the case may be. So it's a very, very healing type of energy, right? But using wisdom. Now, what's interesting here is the 13-4, again, is all about like death, transformation, rebirth, metaphorically speaking, in some area of your life that needs to be transformed, that needs to be uprooted, that needs to be dismantled, right? There's some area potentially within your life where things have become too rigid, too stagnant, they're not working for the greater good of self or others. And so the foundation is faulty and it needs to be broken so that it can be rebuilt. So some area of your life will likely go through some kind of pretty massive transformation under this eclipse. And you know, eclipse energy eclipses something out so that something new can come in, typically. And with 13-4 energy, that's what it's all about. So when I think of 13-4 energy, I often think of the lotus flower and that sort of metaphor of, you know, seeing mud and having the vision to build something beautiful within that or grow something beautiful within that mud. So you plant the seeds, you nurture it, you watch it to grow, and then you nourish it once it blooms. And that, of course, would be the lotus flower. So you have the vision of building something beautiful in a space that's not so beautiful. And that can be have to do with mindsets, relationships, career, whatever the case may be. There's some area here that needs to have some kind of major upheaval to redirect and rebuild something beautiful from something not so beautiful. And I would say that you are absolutely meant to tap into your own wisdom in order to do that. What you have brought forward into this world, as well as what you've extracted from the challenges that you've overcome in this lifetime so far. So this is really big energy. And there's also a lot here about like communication, using your words, making sure that you are sharing that wisdom through your written and your spoken words. And I would say also with this energy, be very mindful of the messaging that you're putting out into the world, whether it's with other people or from a broader spectrum. Just be careful of, not careful, just be mindful of the energy, the messaging that you're putting out into the world. Does it feel good? Great, keep doing it. Does it feel not so great? Or is it with ill intention? Then maybe make some modifications. So big energy here, fours. Hope it's a good one. Take care. Bye for now.